can the future be changed?
You can make use. I believe that events are determined. I think that things have causes. But we can know the future, and if you don't like the future that you see, it appears that you have some choice as to what's going to happen. Hmm. An example of that would be where our CAA contract monitor during the program had seen a lot of psychic functioning in our laboratory. He'd been seen many things. This is Ken Kress, who's now written a paper that's in the public domain about the work we did for the CIA. So a lot of this is coming available. But Kress was in Detroit with a colleague, and he had a dream. He had a very frightening dream about being in an airplane crash. Mm. And he was a very, very experienced flyer, has flown thousands of airplane trips. But this was so frightening that he decided to cancel his trip. He just felt, from what he knew about psychic abilities, he wasn't going to do this. And as he drove his partner to the airport, his partner got on the airplane and flew away. Kress then had the terrible experience of seeing the plane crash. So what we would say here is that he used his precognitive dream that came, the information in the precognitive dream, to avoid putting himself on the airplane. He experienced the crash by seeing it, but he didn't have to experience the crash by taking part in it.
So the answer is that's yes. It's a yes. The future can be changed.
Well, that would be a good example of a yes, where he was able to make use of information that was psychically derived to not have that experience.
Well, that certainly raises the worth of the ability to do this then, because that was a big question. I mean, if the future is written in concrete, then what's the point other than, I guess, knowing when you're going to go or when something big is going to happen? But if indeed an event can be altered, then the worth of what you're doing goes way, way up.
Well, I think that we have life-saving opportunities. In the book I was talking about, Mind Reach, I talk about an early experience where I was riding my motorcycle on a parkway in Palo Alto where I live, and I began to worry as I would buzz along this high-speed street, what would happen if there was a branch or a board in the road? If I would hit a board at 40 miles an hour, I might crash. And I sort of began to worry about that. This is a nice, open, clear road with nothing in it. But I began to slow down and slow down as I worried about this mythical board. And as I came around the corner, there was the board in front of me. But I was then going slowly enough so I could just bump over it instead of crashing.
Yes.
So it's a way of making use of psychic abilities in your life, seeing what's in your future or in the distance, which is often the same thing, mm-hmm. to actually enhance the quality of your life or avoid an accident. So the answer to your question, I believe, is yes, that you can use psychic abilities, you can use your precognitive abilities to change an outcome that appears to you psychically. It's as though you move off the ordinary materialistic plane where we live, the ordinary real space-time plane, and get information and see the future. And if you're able to do that, if you can quiet your mind and look into the future, then you can make use of that information. If you don't quiet your mind, if you just bump along in the freeway, in the subway, with the psychic noise and the physical noise, then you're going to be subject to ordinary causality, and whatever's going to happen will happen, and you don't have a lot of control. That's why all the disciplines that teach meditation say it's critical to take charge of your chattering mind and find out a way to quiet it so that you can expand your awareness and take advantage of the opportunities that are right at hand.
Well, of course, this may have been an ability that human beings have long had and have sort of, masked over by the noise of modern living. I mean, I am surrounded by computers, I have deadlines, I'm watching clocks, I'm doing a million things in my mind when I'm doing a program like this, Russell. My mind is not quiet. There's no chance that I'd get a a vision or a warning of anything. I'm so busy, like most people, frankly, are. However, remember the recent earthquake and tsunami? Well, the story was that almost all the animals escaped. They knew it was coming. The animals escaped, but not the human beings.
Well, the animals had time. They didn't have to check their email.
The human beings died. The animals got out of there in time.
Yeah, I read that they ran to higher ground.
Well, is that what we're talking about here?
Well, what we're talking about is fine. That is, I want to agree with you. It's been known for thousands of years that the earliest Vedic writing and the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Gnostic Christians, the Kabbalistic Jews and the Sufis, that's everybody, all the mystics, have known since 2,000 years before Christ that it was possible to expand your awareness and experience moving into these spacious realms. It's been talked about. We can talk about that later on. But that ability is available, but you have to find the off switch on your mental chatter.